Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Just watch me love myself. That's all I want. Got what I want. That's all I want. I'm not sorry.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
And this is Love to See It, an obsessively detailed recap podcast about The Bachelor and other pop culture that makes us laugh, cry, and curse the patriarchy.
We can't live with these shows, and we can't live without them, but we can break down every juicy moment and unpack all the weird messages these shows send us about love, sex, and dating.
Welcome to Love to See It, a podcast about former college athletes who are just trying to like off-ramp into influencing and or private gym ownership.
Just really relatable. And also, finally, welcome to a podcast about season 18 of The Bachelorette. Yes, we're yes. Here. The season starring the one and only Michelle Young. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Our teaching, basketballing, Minnesotan dreamboat. We welcome you with open arms in this episode. We must also welcome with open-ish arms.
They're less open.
Slightly less open than they are for Michelle. But we have to leave a space in our heart for her one true love. And so we must welcome Michelle's 30 gentlemen callers, her 30 special friends.
Hell yeah. It's cast bios time, baby. We're going one-on-one today. Do you get it? Do you get it?
I get it.
Oh, okay. And we're ready to tear up the court of opinions about these dudes and love, for sure, the court of love also.
Yeah. Today, in short, we are going to look at, make fun of, thirst over, and generally just pick apart the cast bios and photos of Michelle's 30 contestants, from Alec to Will. So much to get into. Let's begin.
Wow. I'm so excited to talk about the subpar LinkedIn photos of these 30 strapping gentlemen.
Yeah, they all went to the corporate photographer and they were like, one take should be fine. That's the general aesthetic as always. And there are some broad trends aside from egregiously bad overlit photos. Age range, 25 to 38, an older crew than usual. Not a single 24-year-old in this bunch.
Wow.
I mean, imagine if it were a man's season. It would be 95% 22-year-olds. I mean, Michelle isn't even 30 yet. So if that were a man, they would be trying to marry her off to a recent college graduate.
No, Claire, you can be a 38-year-old man and you're just, you're not even approaching your prime yet.
That's a great point. But mostly these guys seem to be right around Michelle's age. They are clustered heavily in the 26 to 30 years.
Which I'd say is pretty standard.
Yeah. I would say slightly over half of the contestants are men of color.
Awesome.
At least five of them are former college athletes. if we dug deeper, I would say probably like most of them are, but only a handful of them really mention it explicitly in their bios. And I didn't do a ton of extracurricular digging.
Right. We learn the extent to which that has embedded itself as part of these men's identities. But I would also wager that the vast majority participated in some sort of post-high school athletics.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point we have to assume until proven otherwise that this man played some sort of varsity sport at some sort of secondary educational institution.
I totally agree. I mean, and in that vein, we do have 3 fitness trainers, 2 firefighters, 2 who would love to own 1 or more gyms, 1 yoga guru. Like, this is a physical crowd. Sure, we also have some education workers, CEOs, unfortunately, another motivational speaker, because apparently Carl was not enough.
Is this a thing now? Like, how many motivational speakers are there out there that there are just a plethora of single?
Unfortunately, there is an entire cottage industry that seems to be growing. I just listened to a deep dive on Rachel Hollis, and I'm really deep in my feelings.
Phase.
Yeah, on maintenance phase. Yeah, I'm just really deep into my feelings about the entire motivational speaker like scam industry. But
it's really incredible that I think the health of any economic system can usually be diagnosed by seeing how many motivational speakers it can support. And too many right now, too many people who are just like, you can do it. Just get up every morning at 4 a.m. and hustle, 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 baby. And then you'll be a boss like me.
But also, don't prioritize work over the things that really matter in your life, Claire.
How did you know I'm a workaholic? Yeah, I mean, clearly these are motivational speakers who have poured their 20s into climbing that mountain, you know, and now that they've reached the pinnacle, they're ready to pay some attention to their personal life, to find love, to make space for a partner in their ass-kicking life. We have 2 single dads. One gentleman is divorced, just according to the bios. And those are the main stats that I gleaned as I was reading. I would say most of them are looking for just like a real strong, unconditional, powerful love like you only see in movies. That's a common thread.
I really feel bad for whoever the intern is who has to write this copy. Like, I could see myself taking on a freelance gig where they're like, this is the assignment. And you're like, on the court of law. Yeah, he's looking for his match. And he loves to play ball emotionally. Yeah. Like, it's, you're just like really phoning it in.
Yeah.
Anyone with a writing background who's going to be assigned this is really going to just struggle through it and be like, I need this money. I need to get to the end. And I think that's the quality of writing that we can expect in these bios.
Yeah. Emma's like really bringing herself to the job today. She's like, I recognize this writing experience. But yeah, it's all cliches. It's all bachelor lorem ipsum. And you've got to imagine that whoever's writing these is just looking at a bunch of primary material that's just like questionnaires where the question is, what do you look for in a partner? And the answer for like 90% of them is, you know, kind, passionate, strong, independent, beautiful woman. And they're like, all right, well, I can't say that for all of them. But I guess, no, I can, because I just need to finish this assignment.
Exactly. My point is, I have a lot of empathy. There's no way to do this well. But we will hopefully be able to add a little more color, a little more depth to the primary source we have, which is these terrible bios. We're going to take them and we're going to make something beautiful from them.
We're going to squeeze all the juice out of them. So
exactly.
Let's start with Michelle's bio. I always like to recognize the lead's bio. Michelle is 28. She is a kindergarten teacher. She is a former Division I basketball player from Minnesota, as we all know. She has a beautiful smile and a great sense of humor. She looks fantastic in a gown.
Her photo. is excellent.
Ugh. To like, die for.
We just love to see it's well lit. There is a nice neutral background. She's not staring directly into the camera as though she's, you know, taking a passport photo that she'd rather not be taking at her local CVS. It's just, it is befitting the lead of this show. She looks very beautiful and regal.
She's got a beautiful, like, looks like a caramel-colored, straight-necked dress on, probably.
Some sort of leather or faux leather situation. She looks fantastic.
And her bio says that she has big dreams for the future. She wants a man by her side who is supportive and driven to make the world a better place. And she is looking for the Superman to her Superwoman. She's ready to find a love with whom she can start a family of her own.
She wants to be part of a power couple. That's what I've gleaned from this.
Yeah, just like Superman and Superwoman, the legendary power couple, Superman and Superwoman. You know, the comics actually, the way that they do the romantic pairings, I think, are actually very much representative of the worldview that there can only be one power person in the couple, and it's probably got to be the man. Like, it's Superman true. Is like, my love is some journalist somewhere named Lois. I'm Superman. She's some lady named Lois. But I hope that Michelle and her guy can break the mold here. Let's check out her candidates here. First, we have Alec, who is 29, an engineer. He is from North Charleston, South Carolina. I have a running feature in the script this season. Is he hotter on Instagram? And this feature...
Very, very important data point.
It's very important because, as we know, every year the bio photos are so misleading. And we really wanted to go the extra mile, look them up on Instagram, check and see if they're hotter. Alec is hotter on Instagram. Good for him. So we have slightly higher hopes for him on this season than we might have.
He's like much hotter on Instagram.
He's like a lot hotter.
Yeah, like yeah. Some of them are really not much hotter, either because they're not that hot or because they like inexplicably are one of the three men that have a decent headshot. But there's a big gap for Alec.
Yeah, Alec has one of the bigger chasms that I saw.
I agree.
Alec is our suitor who we learn is divorced in his bio. His bio says that after his first marriage ended, he learned a lot about the value of commitment and that he is emotionally intelligent, dependable. And he's hoping to find a woman who will appreciate how much his career means to him, but will also make him want to be sentimental and bring out the fun side of him.
I hope he's also planning to appreciate her career.
No, the goal, listen, here's how it works. The man has a serious career and then he has a beautiful, fun woman.
Right.
Who brings out a softer side of him and reminds him to take pleasure in the everyday moments. Maybe she cooks him a beautiful dinner.
I need to take some notes on this.
You need to think about what you can bring to a man's life. You know,
I ask myself that every day and I'm like, I haven't brought enough.
He is a true believer in that old school, head over heels, unconditional type of love. And he's ready to find that with the beautiful Michelle.
Anyone who says they're into old school types of love, it really just is a red flag for me.
That's fair. Like, you modify it with head over heels, and it's like, yeah, who doesn't love head over heels love? But then you go back and you're like, old school, though.
Like what does that mean? That? Right.
Like, say more.
What's lurking beneath the surface of that feeling?
If we're keeping an eye on that, Alec loves to read GQ magazine.
Okay.
That's how I define myself, by the magazines that I read. Alec does not think bowling makes for a romantic... This is a very bizarre set of fun facts. These were the first set that I encountered because he's the first one. And I was like, none of these are fun facts. He reads a magazine. He does not like to go bowling for a romantic date. And he likes to eat cottage cheese for breakfast.
Right. The problem is that like we have no sense of what all of the options were that they could pull from. And someone has just essentially randomly pulled things they could create sentences out of from a very lengthy questionnaire.
Yeah, when I see a fact like he does not think bowling makes for a romantic night out, you have to wonder.
What was the question? Right.
What was the question? Was the question, do you think bowling would be a great date? Or was the question, what are some common date activities you don't like and why? Like, I'm not sure why this is a pressing thing for us to know, because I don't think that most people think of bowling as a romantic date.
No.
But it now defines him. He is the guy who thinks that. Next up, Brandon J., 26, a traveling nurse recruiter from Portland, Oregon. Is Brandon J. hotter on Instagram?
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
definitely. He sort of looks high in his LinkedIn photo. Yeah. I'm like, they caught him like when he was about to blink and they were like, oh God, we're running late, next.
Yeah. They're like, again, we only have time to take one shot. Your eyes are technically open. We're just vibing.
Moving on.
I would have encouraged them to take at least one more shot, but you can tell he's probably handsome. Check on Instagram. Definitely handsome. Brandon J. is also into basketball. He is a self-proclaimed basketball fiend.
Not just a fan.
And he is looking for someone who has goals and the focus to achieve them. So he really stands out as a guy who is interested in a woman with her own goals, which I love.
I love how low the bar is for men.
But then he says he doesn't want to be with someone who is still figuring herself out, which just feels like a little loaded. Like, it sounds like he's sort of subtweeting an ex or something.
Also, like, sir, you're 26. Like, you have to be done. You just have to, like, no figuring it out.
That's why he's interested in dating an older woman of 28.
The growth stops here, Claire. We're done with that.
I grew until I was 26, and then I settled down with another passionate person who had goals. And his fun facts, he once hopped on stage during a Lil Wayne and Drake concert.
That's cool.
He loves the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would watch the French Prince of Bel-Air as well.
I was like, I accidentally made a really cool show. Brandon J. has no interest in ever going bungee jumping.
I can only assume this means he will 100% be going on a date with Michelle that involves, if not bungee jumping explicitly, at least scaling a very precarious bridge.
As I'm reading, I'm thinking not only like, what material did he give the producers to work with that they might have exploited? For example, he doesn't want a bungee jump. Let's put him on a bungee jumping date. I'm also thinking, what facts do they want us as viewers to have so that when he goes on the bungee jumping date, we're like, oh, but he hates bungee jumping. And I know that from the cast bios. You know, they're laying these little, unless he never goes on a bungee jumping date, in which case, disregard everything I just said.
In which case, this is a wasted fun fact.
They wasted my time. Brandon K. is 29 and a brand manager from Austin, Texas. Apparently, he works for like some sort of snack conglomerate, and he works with like Skinny Pop, I read somewhere.
Good. That's a tasty snack.
Sure. Brandon K. is a polished Southern gentleman.
Wait, but is he hotter on Instagram, Claire?
Oh, great question. Is he hotter on Instagram? I didn't think so. He's like, looks about the way I would expect from his LinkedIn photo. He's not cute in his LinkedIn photo here.
Right. No, he has a decent bio photo, but it's a pretty decent reflection, I'd say, of what he seems to look like on Instagram.
You're looking at a guy who's cute. He's got a nice beard, some floppy hair, nice smile. You're not going to open it and find a bunch of like smoldering thirst traps.
Right. He's just like a white guy that you would see wandering around South by Southwest and be like, that's a man.
Yeah. You'd be like, I wonder what brand he manages.
Exactly.
And he says that his dream woman will be able to make even the most mundane of moments special. So again, aiming really low here.
Why is that her responsibility?
That's what he's looking for. And he has that right.
He's like, I'll be extremely boring, but my hope is that she will entertain me at all times.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to call out from this bio is that he says, love should be simple, but memorable. Like what?
Like the best flourless chocolate cake you've ever had. You know, it's simple, but you never, like, no one's looking for a forgettable love, right?
Sure.
Am I talking your language here?
No.
No, but I think that this is part of, like, the theme of his bio is, like, I want my life to be boring, but made somehow wonderful and exciting and memorable by the
other people,
by the force of the personality of my partner, that she will just make everything feel special, even though I will do the same boring shit as always.
God. Okay. The more we go into this, the less I think dating Brandon sounds like a good time.
Listen, some of us are lazy and we don't want to have to do interesting things. We just want an interesting person near us to keep things fun. I think that what we see in Brandon, the setup to eventually one of those couples that like writes a column about the difficulty in their relationship is that he's such a planner and like not adventurous, and she's so spontaneous and exciting. And at first it drew him to her, but now they're always fighting. Like, this is just what I see spinning out.
Wow. I'm yeah.
Thinking I agree. Of the narrative possibilities.
Should we move on to Brian?
Well, we haven't talked about how much he dreams of delivering someone an oversized check.
Oh my
for
gosh. How could I have forgotten?
Changing amount of money. He dreams of this.
Well, I dream of delivering myself an oversized check for a life-changing amount of money.
That's because Brandon K actually wants to make a real social impact within his community. And that's something Michelle is also into, so.
Okay, I'm not laughing at that. I do actually, I think that's wonderful.
It's just such a funny way to conceive of the process of making the world a better place. It's like, I want to deliver them a check and I want it to be large, physically.
Physically.
Physically, and also in the amount of money, but definitely physically. Make it fun for me as the philanthropist is what I'm saying.
I have questions about whether he has any policy solutions for making his community a better place. Okay, I'll move on.
I don't know if policy is his avenue.
Just big checks.
Big checks, you know, that's what people want. Brian is 31. He is an NFL player from Chicago. I want to say that I looked into this. He has been in the NFL for around 7 years. In that time, he has been signed by 10 different teams, some for just a few days. Like, the NFL is
rough.
Fucking brutal. It's awful. Like, you'll see that it'll be like, oh, he was signed by like the Raiders or whatever on like September 14th. And then on September 18th, he's waived or released. Like, that's no way to live. That sounds incredibly stressful.
That's terrible. You work your whole life for that. This is an awful career.
So my heart is already with Brian. I want him to escape his dream career.
He's also much hotter on Instagram, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has like a kind of fun style that comes across. And he seems to be someone who travels.
He has sort of like an almost center part with longish hair. And that's something that very rarely plays well in the LinkedIn photos. But often then you look at their Instagrams, it's just kind of like a big fluffy mop of hair that's cute.
Right. He has like nice floppy hair.
He has also, and I saw before I started looking into the bios, I saw a date card pod posting about this. He is a larger man. And that is very unusual on The Bachelorette that they would cast someone who is not super
doesn't have 75 abs.
He is described as not your stereotypical jock. He's a foodie. He's religious. He's family oriented. He is completely down to earth. He is all about finding himself a wife. None of these things are ever things we see associated with being a jock at all.
Yeah, no religious Christians in the NFL. Like, what?
Family-oriented religious jocks. Well, I think that there is, the show always likes to position against the archetype of, like, the unrepentant player jock.
Yes.
But you can also, I mean, listen, you can be an unrepentant player and also be really into getting married and having a family and being religious. We know that men are capable of containing all of those things, especially if their job involves a lot of travel.
They are also capable of liking food.
Yeah. But Brian seems, you know, he has a nice smile. I am hopeful that he's a good egg. He has older sisters who made him watch a lot of rom-coms growing up.
Love that.
That probably was a very healthy formative influence for him. the older sisters, maybe more so than the rom-coms specifically, yes. Which, although I love them, are maybe actually not the best way to learn how you should treat a partner.
No, I think the what's of value here is that I would assume a lot of young boys without, you know, older sisters or older women influences in their life to look up to might just be like, oh, well, those type of movies are for girls. I couldn't possibly like that. Like sort of staying away from feminine coded things. I know that I forced my younger brother to watch many romantic comedies.
And that's a service.
Yeah, it is. It's a service to his current wife who he still watches rom-coms with.
I would love to have a partner who was super into rom-coms.
Same. I did that for someone else and I didn't get it back. So the world is cruel. But
yeah, I had an older brother, so I was too ashamed to let anyone in the house know that I watched rom-coms ever. No one was allowed to know about it. But the thing is that Brian says that because of this, he is all about making big moves to show his affection. This is a little red flag for me. It could break a couple different ways, hoping that it's breaking in the direction of, I brought you flowers for no reason, and not, I cheated on you, so I brought you flowers, and I brought them to your place of work, and you have to talk to me.
And I'm stalking you now. Which is a lesson, frankly, that a lot of romantic comedies give.
That's the problem. He is a big believer in fate. So Michelle's definitely meant to be with him or one of his 29 compatriots here who are all here. Brian has been to every continent except Antarctica, fair. And he thinks orchids are majestic, which is inarguably true. So
they are.
Overall, some good stuff in this bio.
Next, we have Casey, a 36-year-old advertising creative director from Miami Beach.
Is he hotter on Instagram? A little. It's not a good photo. He's also not that hot on Instagram.
He's not for me.
In many ways.
For so many reasons.
It's not a good bio. Casey says that he wants something more serious at this point in his life. He has outgrown the local Miami dating scene where women care more about their Instagram stories than making meaningful connections.
That's a real red flag for me. That starts to give pre-incel vibes a little bit.
I'm sorry. There are women everywhere who are trying to find meaningful relationships.
Yes.
And if your takeaway is all those women suck, then that's ringing similar alarm bells to me to like all of my exes are crazy.
I totally, totally agree.
Women are also shallow. Oh, are they, Casey?
Like, okay, Casey. Try dating as a woman in one of these fucking cities, okay? Going out with losers like you.
I'm sorry they care more about their Instagram stories than they care about your music that you are posting on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
You can't mock women for caring about their Instagram stories. They're content creators when you are making such terrible music videos.
I think we have to. I think we just must.
Play some of Casey Dilla, his music that he makes. I think he says for all genres and genders. So let's see. Let's play a little clip. Everybody living for the Insta story. Booties and Bugattis get you all the glory. Trying to be remembered, but you finding Dory. One more fucking hashtag and you Insta corny. Looking for a sponsor turns you to a monster. Guacamole with some lobster. You so extra, you impossible. Never ending pasta bowl. Used to be your favorite. Now you're gluten free and vegan. AKA you Satan. And it's not cause you love animals. I swear for clout, you would turn into a cannibal. You go out, but you're fucking miserable. Cause all you care about is making yourself clickable. Oh my God.
He's just like literally dragging women who are on Instagram in an entire song. And it's so bad. I mean, it's you. I wish we could play the entire song, but that would not be legal.
I'm having a dissociative experience right now through sheer rage.
It's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I see. I made a mistake. I watched his music video called Quarantine.
No, you should have clicked the one right underneath it.
I made a big mistake. That one was so bad that I just took my headphones off after around 30 seconds and did not revisit it. But yeah, I really, really, all I hope for Michelle is that she just doesn't end up with the guy who makes really bad. Would we say this is a sort of like hip hop inspired?
Yeah.
Like,
yes. What? Yeah.
He's making this really bad music about how much women suck. Like, I think Michelle can aim a little higher.
I would not want this man producing my music.
I wouldn't want this man anywhere near me in any capacity. He's also like, this is his side hustle, right? Because he's an advertising creative director.
Sorry, on the side, he's a music producer and makes his own little ditties.
He makes these little ditties about how much women suck. And he also loves raising money for philanthropic ventures and hopes to find a wife who gets as much satisfaction in helping others as he does instead of some narcissistic bitch from Instagram. And, oh, what's that? He's secretly a hippie. He's just your average advertising creative director hippie.
Get fuck right off with that, Casey.
He likes to donate lots of money to philanthropic causes. So he's a hippie. Does he even know what that's supposed to mean?
I hate Casey so much that I willingly want to move on to the motivational speaker.
Okay.
That's the level.
I'm going to do that for you because I feel the same way. Next, we have Chris G, who is 28 and a motivational speaker. He is from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Eastern Canada.
Yeah. Is he hot on Instagram? Sort of.
I don't even know. It's just there's something.
He's not cute in his photo. He's like, looks sort of like the way you would expect. There's no like surprising hotness in his Instagram. Chris is kind-hearted, of course, because he's Canadian, as the bio explains. And he's looking for a genuine connection. His ideal woman is active, vulnerable, and a good person on the inside.
Rather than just a good person on the outside?
That's actually a very unusual... That does actually seem like the kind of sentence that results from someone trying to do some synonym finding at the last moment. He is looking for someone who is active. Okay, sure, people say that. It's kind of a code word for like thin, but sure, maybe he really likes exercising with his partner. His ideal woman is vulnerable to what? Attack? Like,
I think if you go on this show, you're just like, I'm obviously looking for someone who is open and vulnerable.
But the thing about being vulnerable is that when you say, like, I want someone to be vulnerable with me, that's a contextual thing. You're not just saying I want someone who is generally speaking vulnerable. Like, that's about how you need someone to open up to you and let down some of their defenses to you.
Yeah. I love someone who is just constantly open.
I want someone who's just like lying out, like waiting for an attack. Like maybe they're asleep on a rock. Like, there are vultures circling overhead. They have no idea.
I've lost it. I'm just like picturing like a little orphan woman wandering around the streets.
It's nice that someone wants to look after all the vulnerable women, or at least one of them. Who's also active. Well,
yeah, a hot one. oh my God, I don't know why that really made me lose it.
It's just so bizarre. It's just one of those moments where the bachelor speak just really...
does not work in this context.
It doesn't work. It's like we're going so hard on the bachelor vocabulary that we forgot to make sure it made sense in the actual way we were using it. Poor Chris is looking for... love, in the sense that he's looking for the right soul and someone that his energy bonds to, who again is active and vulnerable.
And loves escape rooms as much as he does.
Oh, God.
It's a red flag for me.
Oh, same. Unless maybe it's a thing that he's like, I'm going to go do escape rooms with my boys today. And like, you can do whatever you
want.
That's
true. That's fine. Nice. That's fine.
I'm into that. A little personal time for me. Chris enjoys performing spoken word poetry. That's going to be another point of concern. for me. And Chris G has two cats, one named Cat and one named Small Cat. This is my favorite thing about his bio.
I can't handle that. I can't stop. Like, what?
This Cat and Small Cat. It's so cute.
I would like to see photos of these cats.
I love this. I love this because I think that there is, and I'm part of this, a big movement towards giving pets elaborate human names. And there's something so appealing to me about being like, no, I'm just going to call my cat Small Cat. Small Cat. That's her name.
Look, Chris is a simple man just looking for a vulnerable woman
that he can lock in an escape room. Chris S. is 28. He is a commodities broker from West Hollywood.
He really looks like just the classic either villain or popular guy that is kind of a jerk and turns good in a rom-com.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, he has the swoopy hair, sort of like a Zach Morris appeal.
I see him as someone that Charlotte would go on some dates with and it would seem like it was going really well. And then you would find out that he keeps a locked box somewhere of all the panties of all the women he's ever dated.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it could really go that direction, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And she's like, how can he have a locked box full of panties? He went to Harvard. And I would be like, oh, Charlotte, I'm sorry. Your man will come one day.
Is he hotter on Instagram?
No, he actually, I think, looks exactly as hot as he is in his LinkedIn photo.
Yeah, honestly, he has one of the most flattering cast photos.
I was, like, stopped in my tracks by this photo.
Like, he's
because
handsome.
Because he looks hot in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Chris.
He is apparently also goofy and easygoing. He is someone who prides himself on falling in love with someone on the inside rather than the outside, which...
That's why you go on reality TV where they exclusively offer up extremely conventionally hot people.
Yeah. It's like, I fall in love with someone no matter what they look like. I just make sure I only meet
extremely hot people. Yeah.
He hopes to be married with kids in 5 years and making a positive impact on the world through his commodities brokering, I'm sure. And he's into chivalry, which is
a red flag.
Chris gives a mean blue steel face. He seems like he would. He loves to travel. Did he have any interesting facts about him in any way in his questionnaire?
Clearly, no.
Burnt pizza makes Chris S. mad. Hmm. Okay. I mean, a nice char can be a really delicious component of a brick oven pizza, but every man is entitled to his poor taste. Next.
Clayton, 28, a medical sales rep from Columbia, Missouri. Is he hotter on Instagram? He pretty much looks like how he looks in this photo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he looks.
Like Jesse Palmer.
Like Jesse Palmer. A young, fresh-faced Jesse Palmer. He is from, as mentioned, he is from Missouri. He wants someone who will join him at the gym for a workout, maybe one of the collection of gyms that he one day hopes to own. Multiple gyms. One is not enough.
He's a gympreneur.
He had a mohawk in college. Sure. And his rapping alter ego is named Claydow.
It needs to stop. The scourge of white men trying to rap on this show must be stopped.
I think the fact that it's like always a fun fact speaks to why it's so icky. It's just like, oh, look at me. I'm just like a big white dude and I'm rapping and my rap name is similar to Play-Doh. It's like, isn't it kind of, it's funny, right? It's like,
no,
it's not. First of all, it's not funny. And we don't need you to do a rap this season. I'm sure that he will. And I'm already depressed about it. Moving on. We're actually going to take a quick break and we will be right back to talk about some gentlemen with names starting with D and beyond. Can you keep up?
I like love it. If you want to bring coziness into your life, and I mean, who doesn't? Turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially right now, because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite Luxe Home blanket.
There's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 6 times.
Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra-soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make the perfect gifts, too.
I would certainly love to be given something from Barefoot Dreams. I just acquired the robe, and it is like the softest robe I have ever put on my body. It's so cozy. It's so warm. It's beautiful. It has a nice drape and weight to it. I wear it whenever I have the opportunity. I just want to wear it constantly. And I think everyone should have that kind of comfort and coziness in their lives.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off of your first purchase at barefootdreams.com. with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Sometimes there will be something that is just like nagging at me, bothering me about something in my life, and I just swirl it around and around and around in my head and don't quite know how to address it. And something that can really help me sort that through and like take action is therapy.
I completely agree. I've been really stressed lately because I've just been getting sick over and over again. And before I know it, I'm feeling a lot of emotions and I don't even connect where they're coming from with the actual origin. We all carry around these stressors, right? And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a great safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to actually work through whatever is weighing you down.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. Let's take a look at Daniel, a 26-year-old firefighter from Austin, Texas, another Austin guy. He is definitely hotter on Instagram because his photo is terrible.
Terrible.
Really, really bad. Like, egregious.
Yeah. I was like, how did he get cast? And then I looked at his Instagram and I was like, oh, okay, he's hot. Good for him. Not good for him, this photo. I would have words with ABC if I were him. And he loves playing sports, swimming.
He loves being an uncle, which is always adorable.
Nothing like a cute, involved uncle.
Exactly.
He has 4 nieces, and now he's ready to settle down with an adventurous, fun, intelligent, and kind woman. What a great and uncontroversial collection of traits.
Yeah, sounds good.
He loves a woman who keeps him on his toes, which I appreciate. And he loves that Michelle is competitive.
He also loves Christmas music, which, look, I'm a Jew and I love Christmas music too. So that's relatable.
Everyone loves Christmas music. That's not true. A lot of people hate it. But I love it, and so does Daniel, and so do you. So it's the only people that matter right now.
Three data points. That's enough for a New York Times trend piece.
That's true. Everyone loves Christmas music based on these three people. Daniel really wants to know if aliens exist. Fair.
Sure.
And he is a Connect Four champ. Sounds like some uncle activities there. Edward is 27 and a wellness coach in Los Angeles.
Wellness coach always gives me a little.
I looked at his Instagram. It seems like he is actually like a trainer as well or something.
I mean, is this like the reframing where they're like, it's not dieting, it's wellness. They're like, it's not training, it's wellness.
Well, there's nothing more well than being weirdly shredded, as we all know. And he is, of course, also a model.
Of course.
Like so many of them. So is he out on Instagram? A little. Like, it's not the worst headshot. He's not the hottest on Instagram.
He's a little hotter on Instagram. Sure.
He has a dog named Willow that Michelle must love if they are to be wed. It's very important. And he's looking for adventure in his life and his relationship. And he loves to express himself through words of affirmation and physical touch. That book is now far more deeply embedded into the bachelor ecosystem than the Bible is. It is wild. Like, I was looking at people's Instagrams. I was seeing people posting pictures of it way back in their timeline. Like, oh, this book is so important. The five love languages. People always bring up their love languages.
I mean, I think that's one of the initial screening questions when you apply to be on the show. If you haven't read it or at least seen an Instagram synopsis of it, you need to move right along.
Yeah. And if you want to read the original text, it's much shorter and easier to read than the Bible. So that's a plus. He dreams of visiting Disney World one day. Which,
aim higher. Aim higher, Edward.
Just like do it, you know, and then get a more ambitious dream. I mean, you can definitely go to Disney World, Edward. I believe in you. And it saddens me that you've been living 27 years without making this happen for yourself. He enjoys listening to John Mayer's music.
Sure.
Sure. And he is excited by a good obstacle course.
Okay. I don't even have anything to say about that.
Producer Harry left a note on this that this bio sounds like a gregarious child. And it's true. It's like, I love dogs and Disney World and obstacle courses. It's like, are you in fifth grade?
No, but his tastes stopped forming about then.
Many men are the same. Garrett, 33. Is a tech CEO from Salt Lake City, Utah. His company is called Dark Energy, and it makes, and I quote, near indestructible power products for outdoor military and tactical use. So basically very rugged chargers for like hunters.
Okay.
Is he hotter on Instagram? Yes. This is not a good photo.
A lot hotter on Instagram. Like, I think this guy is very hot.
I think it's interesting. I look at his Instagram and what I see is he has some angles that are exceptional and some that are not that great.
That's true.
But none of them are as bad as this photo.
There's a couple photos, though, on his Instagram where I'm like, this is a hot man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a handsome guy. This Instagram, this LinkedIn bio photo, it looks as though his hair has been carefully formed into a sort of springy helmet, such as women might once, you know, like an older woman might have done to her hair at the salon every week, like get it set so that it's all kind of lofted into the air. It's just not, it's not a very modern look for a hairstyle.
No.
It has more movement on Instagram.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to actually look quite so frozen in real life. But, you know, look, I guess we'll see on TV. He's also very clear that he wants children. And if a woman does not want kids, move right along.
Yeah, he's not interested. I love when people are really clear on this, because what's not great is to be like, well, I'm sure everyone wants kids, and then find yourself in like a 2-year relationship and you're like, hey, when are we going to have kids? And they're like, never.
Yeah, better to be upfront about those preferences.
Yeah. He dropped out of college to start his company, but it seems like from LinkedIn that he did eventually graduate from BYU.
Oh.
Yeah. And his co-founder is also a BYU grad, and it seems like there is some a bit of Mormonism present in that whole thing.
If you went to BYU, that's
I'm curious if he is
a practicing Mormon. Right. I would be curious as well.
He loves plants and calls himself a plant daddy. Until, you know, what if he gets sent home by Michelle? Then he'll be a plant saddy.
Oh, no. Claire.
He is such a millennial, though. That is a very millennial vibe, to be a plant parent.
It's true.
I love being represented like the middle to older millennial contingent. He had a bowl cut growing up, and he loves pickles.
Same. I, too, honestly, actually had a bowl cut once as a tiny child and like pickles. So
it's something that I think if you have like a sort of glossy hair, like you both seem to, it can be a...
It's like when your parent just is like, I'm not taking you for an actual haircut. You're 2 years old. I'm just going to chop it around.
Just going to do my best. Jack is 30 and a former army officer who lives in Philadelphia. Is he hot on Instagram?
Yeah. I think he's cute. Yeah, he looks pretty decent in his headshot.
He's like got more of an Adrian Brody sort of look. Everything's narrow and a flop of dark hair at the top. And I definitely find that look cute. I'm a little bit not into his Instagram bio, Wharton MBA, Citadel alum, Army vet. Which is terrifying.
Wow. Now I'm concerned because my boyfriend also has floppy brown hair and is a Wharton MBA.
And is a Wharton MBA and a Citadel alum and an Army.
Not
vet,
a Citadel.
Just the Wharton MBA.
Just the Wharton part. Literally, I can't think of a person less likely to be in the Army than my partner. But
I will say a red flag is just a red flag, you know? Like, it's just what it might, it
that's
might
true.
Be meaningless in the context of, and Adam is lovely.
And not a Citadel alum, so look.
Maybe Jack is lovely. I find
we don't yet know.
This whole bio a little bit aggressive, but we don't know.
Okay. The thing that I am concerned by is that he apparently spontaneously vomits at the sight of an onion.
The sight of an onion. They
how do you
everywhere.
Live? How do you live in the world? Does this man not go grocery shopping?
No, that's what he needs a wife for. He needs a wife to go to the grocery store.
So he can avoid the onions.
Ensure that she doesn't bring any onions home.
I don't know. I'm concerned. That seems like a really hard person to be in a relationship with. You can't go near an onion.
It's interesting because his top line stats are like he was in the army, he went to business school, like very like hard edged, like dominant things. And then his bio is like, he's so sweet. He's really shy. Like he needs a more outgoing, strong woman who can push him out of his comfort zone because he's just afraid of everything. He's afraid of onions and dancing. He is afraid of dancing. And I'm like, this man was in the literal army. Like, how is his bio the bio of this poor, sensitive, shy, retiring soul who is afraid of literally everything?
Well, I'm very curious to get a sense of him from TV because I like don't understand who this man is from this bio.
It's like, did they mix up the text of his bio with someone else? Like, I guess you don't have to do a lot of dancing, perhaps, in the military, but he is afraid of it, and he makes that very clear. Jamie is 32, and he is a biotech CEO from San Diego, California. His company, Sanctuaire, is, I guess, a company that tries to give solutions for indoor air pollution.
That's actually cool and useful.
Yeah, I struggled to really find a lot of details about how this actually works on the website, but they give like home health reports and maybe there are solutions. of some kind.
I'm not offering any commentary on whether his specific company is good, but it does seem like a space ripe for, you know, as we're all acutely aware of,
yeah,
the air quality in our spaces now.
And if we lived on the West Coast, I think we would be even more acutely aware of the air
exactly
quality issue, as he does. His bio says that he is a catch.
Oh, do you think he's hotter on Instagram?
Oh yes. Do I think he's hotter on Instagram? Yes.
He looks extremely old in his, and like weathered in his LinkedIn photo.
He does have a weathered sort of look.
Yeah, but on Instagram, it's much better, is my point.
That you think they did him dirty?
Yeah, kinda. I don't know. It's not good. It's not a good photo.
Yeah, and he seems like one of those guys who would maybe be a little bit exhausting to be in a life partnership with. He once showed up at an airport and let the ticketing agent decide his destination and spent an amazing week in Uruguay. No, thank you.
That sounds really stressful. I need to know what to pack.
He has a great job, is extremely smart, and has a healthy idea of exactly what he needs in a wife. This bio is very pro Jamie. He is looking for someone to be his partner, independent, driven, always ready to head out for dinner at the newest local hotspot. So, you know, independent, but also going along with all of his adventures.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Once he traveled to Ecuador just to try their chocolate, which seems inefficient, and also there's a lot of other cool stuff there, so I hope he checked it out once he made that extremely long air quality reducing trip. He has never watched an episode of reality TV in his life. He is not prepared for this. I'm worried.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is actually a bold move in a bad way. Like, yeah. Sir, do some research.
You don't want to
go in totally blind to the structure of this thing. You're going to get screwed.
If you're that above reality TV, don't go on a reality TV
yes,
show.
Yes, exactly.
You know, moving on. Joe is 28 and a real estate developer from Minneapolis. Is he hotter on Instagram? Yes. It is like kind of hard to say because so many of his grid photos are of basketball arenas. But I do think he is hotter on Instagram. It's not a great photo.
He's really cute.
He is sort of like his top line stats are make him seem almost like a mirror image of Michelle. Like he is 28 also. He lives in Minnesota. He's from Minnesota. He played basketball at the University of Minnesota. He was actually 2011's Mr. Basketball of Minnesota. And I was like, oh my God, it's Michelle. Like, they should just.
I feel like this might be the guy that we see people in the promo questioning. Like, did he have a relationship with Michelle beforehand?
How could they not know each other? They live in the same
state.
No, they
clearly probably know each other.
We're like elite basketball players at the same time. They're the same age. Yeah. You would have to think they would have at least been aware of each other in some way. Maybe he's going to be a guy who's like, that's why I wanted to come on, because I always was in love with Michelle. He, however, does seem different than Michelle in that he is a real estate developer. He describes himself as introverted, which Michelle does not seem like to me from what we've seen of her. And he's ready to have some kids, at least 3 or 4. Next, Jamari, 26, personal trainer from Fresno. Is he hot on Instagram?
Yes.
Although it is also hard to say because so many of his grid photos are just of his abs.
It's weird.
And like you might say that that is relevant. But to me, what I mean more is I need to see the face.
Yeah, I need to see the face to really understand hotness. But he definitely is hotter on Instagram because this photo is really, it's like unusually smooth to the point that it looks almost like he's one of those AI Instagram bots that's like not actually a real person. It's a little uncanny valley, almost.
A little uncanny valley. It reminds me actually of, you know, there's, you know, Ted Lasso, there's a theory that's been going around that Roy Kent is CGI. And this was wild to me because I had always had a thing that was like, he looks like he's from a video game. Like, he doesn't look like he's really there on the screen. There's something about him that's like, the skin is too smooth. The hairline is just a little bit unbelievable. The way he walks is just like, really? And apparently I'm not the only person who feels this way.
Wow.
But I get the same vibe from this photo. It's just like, I guess it could be a real person, but I just feel, but then, you know, you look at his Instagram.
Real person. Real fitness trainer.
Real hot fitness trainer from Fresno.
He also wants to own a gym.
Yeah, but just one is enough for him. Just one gym and a woman by his side to grow old with, which is a beautiful, simple dream. His perfect woman is simple. Is simple. What?
He's like vulnerable. Simple.
He just wants a simple wife, a simple life.
I don't know. I would not want to be described as simple.
I don't think that it's a compliment usually.
It's not.
I feel like the usual usage of it to describe a person is to mean that they're not very smart.
Not smart. Yeah, this is weird.
I'm sure that's not what he means.
No, I don't think that's what he means.
He just doesn't want all the complexities and nuances that form a human personality.
He wants a woman that is actually an AI bot.
Oh, that would be a beautiful love story.
He also says he eats an entire watermelon every morning. What?
An entire watermelon.
Where does one store all of these watermelons?
You know, you can get a lot more space in Fresno than you can.
I mean, that is true, but like then watermelons are filling just multiple refrigerators.
He's like, yeah, I got a 2-bedroom. I just need another room for all my watermelon storage.
It doesn't make any sense.
I Googled this to see if it was like a fad diet. And what came up was actually just a bunch of articles that are like, you know, at some point are like, oh, well, you know, the only way to like get too much watermelon is to eat a whole one every day. Like, oh, you don't want to get too much of the potassium in a watermelon, but you'd have to eat a whole watermelon, you know. And I'm like, well, does Jamari know about this? That like,
he should.
He might actually be meeting the threshold for too much watermelon every day.
Also, like, is he demanding that the Bachelorette staff provides him with this during filming? Like, is the mansion just filled with Jamari's watermelons?
I mean, they kept Chad in cheese and turkey slices. I'm sure they could get this poor man a life-threatening amount of watermelon to eat every day. He has a puppy named Buddy, and he would love to be a tour guide in Antarctica. That's two mentions of Antarctica so far in these.
Yeah,
bios.
He can be the tour guide for the other man that hasn't been to Antarctica. Next, we have Leroy. He's 27. And he's a biomedical PhD student from Dallas, Texas. Very impressive. He's also a model.
Like a full model. Like, is he hot on Instagram? Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a model.
He's the hottest person I've ever seen. Like, this Instagram destroyed me. It's too much.
Also, his LinkedIn photo is terrible.
It's not great. Like, you can tell he's cute, but, like, I was not prepared. I was not prepared for his model photos.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting lost in his Instagram. Okay. We need to move on.
He was born in Italy to parents who emigrated from Ghana, and then they all moved to the U.S. He, as mentioned, is in a biomedical PhD program.
Really impressive.
He loves brunch. He loves holding hands with the woman he loves, which could be me, you know, if he ever got a chance to meet
fine.
Me.
He likes breakfast in bed. I love this man.
Can you imagine having breakfast in bed with Leroy and then just going straight to brunch? And you're holding hands the whole time.
It sounds so... Two breakfasts.
That's
living,
baby. That's what
like,
I want.
Here's my hot model boyfriend who brings me breakfast in bed every day.
I'm becoming giggly and uncomfortable in the way that you usually do.
Yeah, Claire is getting really, she's getting red. It's
yeah, like this is how you normally react when you're in the presence of like a really attractive person. That's how I'm acting.
No, it's just
now.
The thought.
He loves go-karting and he doesn't like to gamble. These aren't interesting fun facts, but I'm on board nonetheless.
I'm a fan of Leroy. The next guy, I'm less of a fan of.
His full name is L.T. Murray IV. That he is perhaps the grandson of Clint Eastwood.
What?
This is just something that caught my eye as I was clicking through various articles about these guys. He is 38 and a yoga guru from Bellevue, Washington. That does actually seem like something that the grandson of Clint Eastwood would do.
Oh, so. Yeah. According to, I do see this rumor too.
It's so funny that it's a rumor. It's like, shouldn't we be able to find out?
No, Reality Steve reported it. So I actually believe that it's probably true.
Is he hotter on Instagram? A little. Not really my cup of tea.
Not my thing either.
I don't think I think his cast bio photo is a fair representation of him. He is also very extra on Instagram. Like, he is very, his captions are florid, I would say.
It's not
They're
for me.
Overwritten.
Oh, God.
Here is his caption, part of his caption to a post about The Bachelorette. Even if I'm sent home night one, I'm proud to have stood with this group of scintillating stallions. These gallant gladiators forced to do battle with one another, with the reward being a legendary life partner.
I hate that so much. He's like just discovered alliteration and he's 38.
And he's like, wow, this really adds a little extra zest to my captions. It's really poetic. It's really pops. LT has never had to worry about much in his life.
Well, now that I know that he's like an extremely famous person's grandson, that tracks.
The only thing missing is someone to share his happiness with. And he's a romantic at heart who wants to just find someone with whom to watch old movies and exchange love letters. He has two Savannah cats. This is actually very cute. He does post about them a good amount. Savannah cats are large cats. It's a cross between a domestic cat and a serval, which is a breed of larger cat. And they sort of resemble, like, they have like a sort of leopard print.
They're really pretty.
They're beautiful. He loves spin class, and he has a tattoo of his grandfather's initials over his heart. Okay, this could all be resolved really easily. We just have to get a look at his chest and we can see.
I'm trying to see on Instagram. But also, I like that they're just like dangling that little fun fact without saying it.
Next is Martin, who is 29 and a personal trainer from Miami. Martin is serving a lot of look. He has like bleached, the top of his hair is bleached. He has a very intense dark beard. And he has those eyebrows, you know, where there's just a little bit shaved out. And what I'm going to say that his look is giving me is like you're watching an MLS game in like 2003. And he's like your central midfielder with a lot of personality. And to the extent that I kept looking to see if he had a background in playing professional soccer. But as far as I can tell, he does not. So misleading.
I hate the bleach. Bleach top thing. I hate it. I'm sorry.
He'd be cuter without it, but
also I noticed that he features prominently in Michelle's promo. So
he does, like, more than I would have. Like, to me, yeah. I looked at that hair and I was like, he's not going anywhere.
But apparently.
But yeah. I'm so shallow. I wish to fall in love with the outside of a person without bleached hair. And that is very gender normative and shallow of me. Is he hot on Instagram? A smidge.
A little.
At any given time, Martin can be found working out on a beach in Miami. That sounds like a challenge for me to find a time when he's not, and I'm going to get to work on that. He loves perfecting his physique, spending time with his family. They emigrated from Argentina when he was 10, and he is looking for a mature, health-conscious woman.
Again, another little stand-in for... So you gotta be thin.
The euphemisms keep morphing.
Yeah.
He is ready to make a big commitment and be fearless in his pursuit of love. Fun facts, Martin can do a backflip. He would love to get lost in a foreign country.
Okay, this is like the most male shit ever. Like, you don't really see a woman being like, wow, wouldn't it be fun to get just lost in a country I have no context for and perhaps don't speak the language in? Seems like it would be fun and not at all scary or threatening to my safety.
You know, that's what I call being a vulnerable woman, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. He can cook basics very well. I'm hearing that he can fry an egg.
That's what I
was super proud of it.
Well, good for Martin.
And now let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about some more of Michelle's gentlemen. Can you keep up? I
like love it. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some pretty delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, hi Tyler Cameron, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
Plus, they're dedicated to really thoughtful craftsmanship that honestly stands the test of time and looks good doing it.
Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the U.S. and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way.
I have long been an Article girly, like every room of my house. My apartment, you can see Article furniture in. Most recently, we updated our balcony, you know, just in time. It's finally balcony season again, finally warming up in New York. And I have been out there with my coffee, sitting in the Toady Beach Sand dining chair, which is a great little lounger for a small space, again, New York City apartment. And it just really like elevates our deck. That and the ottoman we bought to go with it. So comfortable, so chic. Also can withstand a whole lot of rain.
So important. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
And we're back. Malik is 36 and an academic administrator from San Diego, California. Is he hot on Instagram?
Of course. Yes.
Other than that, I would say his bio is a parade of very subtle red flags. Also, he has a very sweet 8-year-old son.
That's not a red flag.
That's not a red flag.
That's not the thing that's the red flag.
Also, he has a very sweet 8-year-old son. But I'm just picking up on some things. You know, he says he's looking for a woman of quality, which always raises my hackles a bit. Like, are there low quality women out there?
Especially when it's paired with someone with morals.
Who is selfless, patient, and well-mannered.
Oh, this is a big old red flag.
Like, those are all qualities that have to do with catering to other people and making them comfortable.
I would really like someone who is respectful to authority figures.
I want someone who will never demand anything for herself and who will put up with all my shit. And that's the thing is, like, it's worded in a way that is not, like, hey, it's me, a raging misogynist, but it raises my hackles, raises them a little bit.
I'm also concerned that his favorite author is Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop. But I will say that those books are full of selfless, patient, and well-mannered women. And he has his motorcycle license. So, you know, someone's got to be patient while he's out there ripping up the roads. Nate is 27 and a sales executive from Austin, Texas.
A lot of Austin, Texas in this group.
Yeah, a lot of Austin. I'm also noticing that San Diego continues to be
a real hub.
Is he hot on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a decent LinkedIn photo, though.
Unfortunately, I did also see on Instagram that he's posted several photos of recommended reading that are just business self-help books.
Oh, no.
Which, does anyone ever read anything else anymore? It's all the 5 love languages and like how to make friends and influence people all the way down.
Oh, God.
He is a 6'8" Adonis of a man.
That is very tall.
That is quite tall. He's going to have to talk about it all the time to make sure no one forgets that he's quite tall. And he doesn't have trouble meeting women. I bet he doesn't. Probably draws a lot of attention.
He's tall and very cute. He also has like the double nose ring, which I really like on a guy.
And he is looking for a woman who is outgoing, spontaneous, and has enough swagger of her own to keep up with him.
Sounds like Michelle.
Some might see this as a preemptive neg, but I like that those qualities are both positive and specific.
Yeah, I agree. I like this bio.
And he is looking for someone who will be just as passionate about him as he is about her. Fair. He can't dance to save his life, but at least he is not afraid of it.
I was going to say, he's not mortally terrified by it. So,
and he likes edible arrangements.
No one likes edible arrangements, okay. Nate.
So producer Harry commented, no, he is sponsored by edible arrangements. I didn't research this because I forgot to, but I actually think it's becoming like a thing to be like, I like edible arrangements.
Like, it's so normcore that it's come back around.
Yeah. Like I've noticed more and more of like the hot young things being like, oh yeah, edible arrangements. Like I just love cantaloupe cut like flowers.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's, yeah.
Maybe it's just like
a cool TikTok thing now. I don't know. I sound like such an old. I also noticed that in his Instagram bio, he has a little Canadian flag.
Oh,
so
he hasn't been given the Canadian label, but perhaps he's one of our other Canadian gentlemen. Olumide, 27, is an IT analyst from Newark, New Jersey.
Basically your neighbor.
Yeah, we hang out all the time. Is he hot on Instagram? Yes, ma'am, he is.
Yes.
He is also a model.
Naturally.
They did him so dirty with this photo. It's bad.
It's bad. Yeah, it's
and
bad.
And he's so hot.
He's very hot.
Very. And he has like he has interesting like model-esque features, which never translate well
and, like, in the good ABC style. Photos.
Good style. He is also a former basketball player, a Division I basketball player at Rutgers.
Look, he's just ready to find his wife. He's ready to find his wife. He's ready for this journey.
He's coming in hot.
He's coming in hot specifically for Michelle.
We don't get much, really, on Olumide. Pardeep is 30 and a neuroscientist from Brooklyn.
Oh, you know I love a Brooklyn boy.
Is he hot on Instagram?
So yes. Much hotter on Instagram. This is a terrible LinkedIn photo.
It's so bad. He's so cute and definitely just like really cute in a way where you're like, I can message him on OkCupid and like maybe he'll write back, but he wouldn't because he's way
because he's really hot. But yeah, I you know, we talk a lot on this show about how much we enjoy just like that feeling of attainable hot.
Which is so deceptive.
It's very deceptive because they're still, of course, hot enough to be cast on TV. Yeah. But this guy is like just really cute.
Very cute.
I'm like, where in Brooklyn does he live? Should I just like wander around the borough?
Well, don't look on a park bench for him because he does not enjoy sitting on them.
Okay.
Yeah. He just wants you to know that. He, at work, he studies the brain to find cures for diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. So, like, I wish, kind of wish they hadn't let him take leave because that seems really important. But I guess that he deserves to have a chance to find happiness just as much as a fitness trainer. He also loves Comic-Con, video games, and reading.
Claire, did you note that he is a podcaster?
Yes.
Just out here podcasting.
One of us. One of us.
About science and social justice. I see a crossover opportunity here.
He seems great. He also loves to sleep in on Saturdays. And so we have a lot in common. I don't get to anymore, but I do still count it as one of my interests. Peter is 26 and a pizzapreneur.
No.
He is, I think, from Long Island, but he lives and works in Port St. Joe, Florida. Is he hotter on Instagram? Yes. His photo is terrible. Still not really my vibe. Thing?
No, but definitely hotter.
I feel like my soul has just a violent allergy to Peter. I just felt myself recoiling as I read his bio. He doesn't like libraries? What do you mean?
And does love deep house music. Oh, God, no.
He loves red wine. Oh, great. And he calls himself a vino head. Oh, no.
No, Peter. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, he's also not interested in talking politics on a date. That is a huge red flag.
Huge.
I'm like, oh, so you're trying to date in the New York area and you're MAGA. That's what I assume.
Well, he lives in Florida.
So it would be easier to be MAGA. Whatever. I'm not into this guy.
Yeah. No, whenever a guy is like, I don't want to talk politics on a date, I think that that is generally a tell that their politics are kind of abhorrent.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe not. But to me, it's like, sure, lots of people, politics isn't their first choice of date conversation. But if you're putting it out there as like, we're not going to be talking right. about politics.
It's a real red flag. Like, red flag. No, sorry. We live in the world we live in. Good for you that you feel you can just excise yeah. politics from your primary romantic partnership. Like, no.
It's the kind of guy who's like, why should I have to disclose whether I'm pro or anti-choice in my dating bio? I want a woman to get to know me before she learns these things about me.
No,
perhaps
Peter.
When it's too late and she has gotten pregnant and then she finds out that I'm anti-choice. No, if you don't want to talk about politics on a date, I'm going to side-eye that.
I will say that his pizzeria looks decent.
Apparently it's really good. All of the sites that I looked at reviews on were like in the 4 to 5 star range. So props for that. PJ is 30 and a firefighter from Houston, Texas.
Our second firefighter right here.
From Texas.
Yep.
Yeah. Is he hot on Instagram? Yeah.
Yeah.
His photo here is not bad, but he is even cuter on Instagram.
Still hotter on Instagram.
And the mustache actually really works for me and his Instagram photos. It's cute. I think I might like mustaches. Like the
I think
keeps coming
you,
up with
you come
guys.
In like really strongly pro. I'm like, Greg does not have much facial hair. Like, is he aware?
Well, so I'm like anti-beard, but sometimes a beard is really good, like Matt James's beard.
Sometimes you're pro. I was gonna say, I don't know. I think you've been really strongly in favor of a lot of different configurations of facial hair.
I think that fashion has come so far over toward clean shaven that when a guy chooses to rock a mustache or a beard, it's usually because
a good one.
It's a really good beard or mustache. Not always, but if you're sticking consistently with a mustache for a long time in this day and age, I think it's because a mustache is probably a good look for you. Brian also has a mustache, which I also like.
It's good.
PJ is a natural caretaker. He loves being a firefighter. He's ready to have a family of his own with the right woman. He wants someone with a thirst for travel. He is the last single man out of all of his friends, and he's ready to change that. He does not enjoy the opera, which does not, again, strike me.
A lot of people don't.
It's kind of the standard opinion about opera. I'm not saying that it's justified. Opera is quite beautiful, but most people don't like it. So it's almost like you don't even have to comment on that, PJ. This is very tragic, but I do want to mention it. Apparently his brother attacked outside of a nightclub in Greece several years ago and
oh my was God. Killed.
And so he, another thing he does is he runs a sort of foundation named after his brother and
the Bakari Foundation.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so sad.
He seems like a sweetie, and you go on with yourself, PJ. Rick is 32 and a medical sales rep from Los Angeles. Is he hot on Instagram? Yes.
I think so. I think he's pretty hot on Instagram.
His photo on the ABC site, I think he might be wearing eyeliner. That's
Or does he just have really good
Does he just eyelashes? Have really good lashes? I thought about that, but I zoomed in and it looks like a pretty continuous line across the bottom. Oh, I've also been watching the morning show and one of the characters, the weatherman, wears always under eye eyeliner. And I want this to start becoming more of a thing. I think that more men should be embracing just a subtle eye highlighting waterline eyeliner.
Sure, I support it.
It really makes his eyes pop. And if it's not eyeliner, I'm sorry, you have incredibly thick lower eyelashes. He is a romantic who will just send you flowers at work for no reason but to say, I love you.
I mean, that's very sweet.
I was like, who am I to judge that?
Good for you, Rick. I don't know.
At the end of the day, Rick wants to find his heart's true counterpart and someone who can make the world a better place alongside him. Hashtag swoon.
I love all of these men who just vaguely want to make the world a better place. I'm like, how are you doing this?
Well, they know that Michelle wants to make the world a better place. That's definitely the theme. It's Michelle is a great giving person.
Who is an educator. And they're so I, a medical sales rep, also will be making the world a better place somehow.
Somehow. Well, I think that what you see more and more is people not only want to become influencers, generally speaking, you can also become an influencer who goes to charity events, So maybe a lot of these people are looking forward to a life in which they can make the world a better place by being the fiance and husband of a former bachelorette. And together, they attend charity galas and events and promote worthy causes. That's kind of how I read this. They're all yeah, I'd be down to do some charity events.
Honestly, I'm just concerned that he believes all of his life lessons have come from the movie Hitch. All of them, he learned everything he needs to know about life. Sure, you like the movie Hitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be really smooth to win over a woman.
And if you deceive a woman but then reform, she'll forgive you? I don't know.
I have some questions.
I have a lot of questions. I'm like, which lessons did you take away from Hitch? Which part of Hitch?
I think it's the part where you send someone a wetsuit. And then you make them go to Ellis Island.
Yeah, or it's the part where you help men manipulate situations in order to get women to fall in love with them. I don't know. I have questions.
These men need to learn less from rom-coms and more from the women that perhaps they are sometimes watching rom-coms with. He is not a fan of double dates. So he is on the wrong show, buddy. Let me tell you.
It's like double dates. Not a fan, but I love a group date with one woman and 20 men.
Yeah, I'm always looking around on double dates and I'm like, what I wish is that there were many, many more men here and fewer women. And then I'd really be in the zone. Rodney is 29. He is a sales rep from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Is he hot on Instagram? A little.
A touch.
He is a glass half full kind of guy. He dreamed of playing in the NFL, and this was shattered by a career-ending injury, which seems to happen a lot with college football players who want to play in the NFL, and then all of their free years of playing this very dangerous sport are for nothing because of an injury that they got playing the very dangerous sport, and then they don't get to go get signed for one-week intervals and do training camps. And it just really sucks. But he picked himself up, he redirected his ambition, kept bootstrapping away, and now he's looking for that special person, someone he can have a deep mental connection with. someone who is active, and ideally a former student athlete like himself.
Huh.
Someone, I feel like Rodney has really constructed his identity on being a former student athlete. And I get that. I'm sure it was an extremely formative experience. And I think it was for Michelle as well. So, what a coincidence. He is very into intermittent fasting, but only on weekdays.
Okay.
I mean, you got to give yourself a break from the fasting.
I don't like very into intermittent fasting being like a personality trait of a person. That concerns me. Like, again, like live your life. Eat the way you would like to, but
it's his hobby. It's his passion.
I'm worried he's an evangelist.
We'll have to wait and see how much it comes up over the course of the season.
I hope not at all.
Rodney is terrified of being catfished, which feels like a really strong reaction to something that is pretty preventable if you just don't develop very deep, full, emotionally attached relationships with people that you've never had a video conversation or in-person conversation with. I do feel like sometimes guys use this to mean like, I showed up to the first date and she looked different from her
phone. And she's not as hot as I thought she'd be. And like,
oh, no.
Look. I'm just like, again, that is such a dude thing. I'm like, oh, the scariest thing that could happen to me on a date is that the woman wasn't hot enough.
Yeah.
It's a fucking terror.
Chilling. Romeo is 32. He is a mathematician
from New York
City. He actually works as a data scientist at a like financial tech startup. Someone with his name also appears to write erotic romance.
Specifically, I believe queer erotic,
yes,
romance. I'm into him. He's very cute. Also,
is he hot on Instagram?
Yes,
yes. He seems like so interesting. Like he actually seems like someone that I would be like, I'm excited to like meet you if we were to like go out, like meet on a dating app. And again, he somehow responded to me, or I met him at a party. I would be like, oh, you're interesting.
I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, I'm a fan. So far, New York is doing really well. Couple of great New York guys.
I would like to hang out with both of them.
Yeah. New York has the best bachelor scene, in my opinion. But the one equation he has yet to solve is Romeo plus X equals true love.
Again, the intern got a little creative with this one.
I mean, I would be excited to have this material to work with, too.
He's just looking for the Juliet to his Romeo so they can commit suicide together, I guess?
Well, not together, just sort of slightly staggered.
Yeah, one at a time. Sorry, one at a time.
He is looking for someone who will spend the day exploring New York's many museums and then tear up the dance floor with him at salsa night. And he studied Japanese for 3 years in college.
That's great. Good for you, Romeo. I like you.
I just get a good feeling from him. I don't know. He,
Me too.
I'll be watching Romeo closely. Ryan, 30, is an environmental consultant from San Jose, California. Is he hot on Instagram? His expression is less scary. I'm sorry. I keep like actually, I feel like he's staring holes through me in his bio photo. It's kind of mesmerizing.
It's terrifying.
Like I have to cover.
He really looks like he's frozen. I don't know. Something bad's about to happen, but he's like grinning and bearing it. And they captured him right at the moment of impending terror.
I'm thinking like they gave Sonic the Hedgehog teeth at last. That is like the vibe I'm getting.
His eyes, he almost has like Chihuahua eyes a little bit. Like they're widened unnaturally. I don't know if I'm describing it. It's unsettling.
He's not. They all look right at the camera in these photos, but there's just something about it that I like. Feel like his eyes are following me no matter where I go. But he on Instagram, this is not the case. This, you know, one bad photo.
No, it's just a bad photo. It's a bad photo.
This poor guy. But I have to say, I have some questions about him based on this bio. First of all,
his bio,
Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Ryan dreams about bringing the perfect woman home to his family raisin ranch to enjoy the picturesque sunset of Central California. Yes, he is the scion of a raisin empire. He is a raisin prince.
Raisin rancher. He's a raisin rancher. This is just straight out of the plot of a really bad fall-themed Hallmark film.
Yeah. Michelle may check all of his boxes, but will he check all of hers? Only time will tell. You know?
He wants a girl next door type. Okay, Ryan.
But here's the thing that gets me. A couple details about Ryan. I think that we all know from the trailers of the season that there is a contestant who is discovered to have binders of material planning out everything that he's going to do on the show, which is treated as like this sort of like, it's almost like they find some sort of terrorist plot or something. He's planning out his every move. He has binders full of information. So here's what I'm going to say about Ryan. Quote, Ryan is a planner who creates lists for all endeavors he pursues. And that includes his love life.
Oh, no.
Fun fact about Ryan. Ryan loves spreadsheets.
Oh, my God. Have we found our culprit?
Is this the guy? Are they giving us a couple little clues to what's to come? Or is it misdirection? Is this a red herring?
I mean, look, I guess only time will tell, but man.
Only time will tell if he will check all of Michelle's boxes and if he is the bachelor terrorist.
The evil plotter.
Let's move on. Spencer.
Spencer. He is 25 and a financial crimes analyst from Cleveland, Ohio.
Is he hot on Instagram? Yes. Yeah. He is so cute. And his son, who is 3 years old, is so cute.
Oh,
oh my God.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. I was like, oh my God, I need to have a baby. Wait, I already have one who is around that age. Like, what am I doing? He is looking now for a wife. You know, he hasn't dated much since his son was born. He's ready to, you know, find that person. For Spencer, physical attraction gets his attention, but personality is what keeps it. This is also called dating for most people. This is kind of the trajectory. He needs a woman with an open mind who will be vulnerable with him.
See, good context. Key context.
And challenge him to be the best version of himself.
I mean, commendable. He also loves to spend time in the hot tub, which really makes him a perfect match for this franchise. Like,
yeah,
how can you pass up a hot tub enthusiast?
They pulled that from his application. He was like, please, I just want to spend time in the hot tub. He loves snowball fights. Here's a mark against Spencer. He hates movies that require all of his attention. What's happening to our culture?
Nothing good.
But what I hate about this is that I read that and I'm like, kuh. And then I'm like, Claire, how many movies do you give your full attention to? And I was like, basically
no, I
not.
Mean, that was the thing. I was like, that's not something you should admit. But yeah, sometimes I do think, wow, watching something with subtitles seems difficult because then I have to pay full attention to it and can't like try to do other important things like scroll on my phone while watching this movie.
Yeah.
It's bleak.
Will, 28, is an academic interventionist from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is he hot on Instagram? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, by a little bit. I think here's the problem. Once I saw the things that Reality Steve found that this man has retweeted, I was done.
Yeah, so apparently there were some bad retweets in his Twitter history.
Like recently, like recent history.
Yeah, like these tweets were tweeted in March of this year, so they can't have been retweeted that long ago. Here's one. Toxic masculinity is a term coined by damaged women to weed out traits that make their fragile ego feel insecure when they're in the shadow of a male figure. A woman who had a strong and responsible father recognizes the importance of masculinity.
Okay, fuck right off. Oh, here's another good one. American women in general make it hard for a man to want to take them serious. From the feminism BS, lack of accountability, wanting to be thoughts, and increase masculine energy, just to name a few, I see why men are opting to just get a woman from a different country.
Just
order her right up. Fucking charming.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Get the hell out, Will. You're despicable.
But anyway, Will describes himself as classy, swaggy, and sharp.
Well, good. Good
for By the
him.
Way, I just want to point out again that this guy does work in schools with children. He is an academic interventionist. That's someone who I think works directly with children.
It's really upsetting. ugh, I hate this. I hate it. He's ready to make Michelle the happiest she's ever been. Buddy, I think she can do that on her own without you. I don't think you'll increase her happiness.
He is a Leo and very into horoscopes.
Okay, as a fellow Leo, I'm upset. This man is giving Leos a bad name. He is not our representative.
Will wants to climb Mount Everest one day. That is actually a real dream, but I no longer wish for him to achieve it because I'm still mad about his retweet.
You can't come back from that. You simply cannot.
It's so recent. Like,
it's like actual months ago. Like,
okay. Yeah. Ugh, I'm so upset. And unfortunately, that brings us to the end. Will is our last bio, our last suitor. Fortunately, there were some good eggs earlier in the list. And I'm hoping that Michelle finds the gems in this bunch. Next week, her journey begins, and we are so excited to dive in with some recapping. But for now, that's it for Love to See It with Emma and Claire.
Love to See It is produced by us, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray, and Stitcher. The episode was edited by Kate Moldenauer. Our theme music is by Tamar Haviv, and our art is by Celine Chang. Josephine Martirana is our executive producer.
If you like the show, please rate 5 stars and leave a review. And more importantly, please tell your friends, especially your friends who used to listen to us as Here to Make Friends, and help us get the word out about our show and our new name.
If you want to get in touch, you can always email us at clareandemmapod@gmail.com with your questions and voice memos. We might even feature you in an upcoming mailbag.
You can also find us on Twitter at @LoveToSeeItPod and Instagram at @ClaireAndEmmaPod.
You can also find us on Substack at claireandemma.substack.com. We're also individually on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @EmmaLadyRose.
And I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
We'll be back next week for Michelle's premiere.
Stitcher.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.